and Jenny's here helping, so we'll just see how it goes. Please don't ring in and complain, because it's the first time I've been doing this and I haven't got a clue what happens. So just stand by.
Well, I want to say thank you very much, Evelyn, first of all, for allowing Keva and I to come in. Keva, it's a few years since you've been in here and you've noticed a little bit of a difference in the studio.
It looks like a brand new studio, Jenny.
Oh, very good.
But we'll get used to it.
We wanted to hear that.
Yes.
Well, as Evelyn has mentioned, you're the director of this production with the Bendigo Theatre Company. But before we talk about that, would you like to tell us, Keva, a little bit about the Bendigo Theatre Company?
Absolutely. Thanks, Evelyn, for allowing us to invade your program this afternoon, and thanks, Jenny, for coming along and joining in. Bendigo Theatre Company is arguably Bendigo's premier amateur theatrical company, been in operation continuously since 1953, so quite an illustrious history, and we're very proud of that. We're very fortunate in that we have our own home in Allingham Street in Golden Square, which was an old army exercise building that we acquired back in the late 1990s, and in that space that we purchased, we have a 60-seat black box theatre, which we have recently named the Patricia Lyon Black Box Theatre. Pat was very much the matriarch of Bendigo Operatic Society, which became Bendigo Theatre Company. So in honour of her and the years that she put into the company, we've named the theatre after her. Adjacent to the theatre, we have a very well-equipped workshop with a lot of space in it. We have a lot of costumes. I said there's enough costumes there to sink the Titanic again. Tool room and prop room, an office, green room, kitchen. So we're pretty well set up there for what we strive to do.
That's terrific, Keva. Now, I notice you're located at 17 to 19 Allingham.
That's correct.
Whereabouts is that when you're heading towards Bendigo?
When you're heading towards Bendigo from the south, you'll have to turn right at
One of those streets.
What's it called?
So you're on the right-hand side.
We're on the right-hand side, yeah, under the railway bridge, and then turn right into Allingham Street, and we're only a block up there, adjacent to a small sporting arena.
Yes.
So quite a nice little area.
Is Gaslight the first production you've put on?
No, it's not, but it's the first one that you've interviewed me for. So a couple of years ago I did Two and Two Make Six, which was an English farce that went down really well. So I'm back with another Guernsey this year to produce Gaslight. I was saying to Jenny before, I've been carrying this script around for, golly, 30, 40 years, because it's the rubber stamp on the front of the cover of the script that I've got is Sea Lake Little Theatre Group, and I haven't done any theatre in Sea Lake since about 1989. So, so it's been a little while that I've been waiting for the opportunity to direct Gaslight, but it's a fabulous show, and I'm sure people that come to see it will be really impressed.
Now, when is it going to happen?
It opens on May 22. Which is a Thursday night, so it's running for 2 weeks, 10 shows, Thursday, Friday, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night and Sunday afternoon for the 2 weeks. Last show is June 1.
That's very ambitious.
I hope it's going to work. So.
Yes. So do you usually run your shows for that period of time?
When we do a show in our own theatre, yes, we do. When we have to hire a venue such as Alumbra, no, we can't, because the cost is just horrendous.
Yes.
So we're pretty lucky that this is in our own home and we don't have to undergo the expenses that Alumbra enforce on us.
Now, we better ask you how people can book, and then we'll talk more about the actual
show. Of course.
Show.
Bookings are being carried out for us by trybooking.com, and rather than read out the whole website, I'll just say that if you go to trybooking.com and type in Gaslight, you'll invariably find Bendigo Theatre Company's production of Gaslight.
Well, that's pretty.
And you can book online. And very reasonable price, $25 and $20 for seniors.
Very good. Mm. Amazing.
Mm. It's a cheap night out.
Yes. So how long would the show go for?
Oh, the show goes, it's a three-act play. Yes. Shows typically go for around 2.5 hours.
Mm.
So I'm pretty confident we can get it into that space. It's taking a little longer at the moment because in rehearsal you go over bits and pieces from time to time.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, it must be time to tell us a little bit about the show.
About the show.
Because I'm not familiar with it. Are you, Evelyn?
No,
Gaslight was written, I believe, in 1932 by an English playwright, Patrick Hamilton, first performed in 1938. It's set in 1880s London, a fairly well-to-do upper-middle-class area of London. And it's interesting that the play called Gaslight refers to the gaslighting in the house going up and down for various reasons, which I won't betray the reasons at this time. But it's the term gaslighting originated from this play. In the 1940s, it was made into two movies. The most well-known one features Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer.
Mm-hmm.
The script is slightly different to the play, but it's the essence of the story is still the same.
And how many characters do
there
we
are
find?
There are actually only five characters. And a couple of extras. We have Mr. and Mrs. Manningham, Jack and Bella. We have Inspector Ruff. We have Elizabeth, who is the family cook, and we have Nancy, who is the family maid.
Right. Well, having the inspector there, that gives us a little bit of a clue, perhaps.
The inspector makes an entrance at a fairly critical time in the show, after there's been rather a stressful scene between Mr. and Mrs. Manningham.
Oh, that sounds exciting, Evelyn.
Do you star in it, Kevin?
No, I'm the director, Evelyn.
Oh, okay. So you don't have two parts? You're only...
No, thank you. The director's enough.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Do the fingernails get any shorter during the time, Kevin?
Quite likely, and I would advise ladies to bring a box of tissues.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be sad then.
No, not necessarily. It's just going to be a little bit traumatic. So it's a thriller, and our cast are really cottoning onto that, and I'm sure they will deliver a fabulous performance. Oh. So.
And how long does it go for?
The play itself.
Yes, the play itself.
Around 2.5 hours.
All right. Do you have interval?
There's an interval.
Right. That's good.
The interval between Act 1 and 2, which is a little bit ironic because Act 1 and 2 are actually, one follows on to the other straight away.
Mm-hmm.
Act 2 and 3, there's a gap of about 4 hours. The action of the whole play takes place in one evening.
Right.
So from about 4 o'clock in the afternoon to about 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Right. Any more clues?
I'm going to read you out some of the questions that I should say that I'm very privileged in that I have two lovely young ladies who are my assistant directors. Mm-hmm. I have a fabulous team as well, but these girls put their hand up to be assistants to me, and they've been great. One of them actually wrote this blurb that I'm going to read out to you now. Bella evidently misplaces items from time to time, some of which are gifts from her husband. Because she cannot remember moving or misplacing these items, she thinks she is going crazy. It becomes clear, however, that her husband is behind these petty inconsistencies in order to slowly drive her insane and torture her into believing they are her fault. But what are the dimming lights and footsteps heard within the house while her husband is away? Are these simply a figment of her delusional mind? Then late one evening, a stranger comes to the house while Jack is out and explains that he is there to help Mrs. Manningham. Who is this man and what secrets does he know? Why is Jack tormenting his wife? Is Bella truly going mad? The Victorian thriller will keep you on the edge of your seat as you discover the mysteries of the Manningham home.
Well, it sounds like it, doesn't it? Mm. Yes, how very exciting.
Well, I can relate to Bella. I'm always losing things, so I wonder what my husband's up to.
I think the timing of this play, us presenting this play now, is really critical because there's so much in the news now, unfortunately, about domestic violence.
Yes. Mm.
This is domestic violence on a psychological level, yeah, not a physical one.
Yeah.
And it's really quite pertinent.
Yes, it's been happening for a long time.
It has been happening for a long time.
Mm. Mm. Yes, mm. Yes. Well, what about the costuming?
Costuming is in the hands of our very, very capable costume department. Stania Trezise and Lauren Mitchell are looking after the costumes, so they will be appropriate for the 1880s.
Mm.
and the set, I think, is going to be probably the most impressive set that we've ever built.
Uh-huh.
It's really, really good. We have a brilliant scenic artist in Samantha, who's done a superb job of wallpapering the walls using stencils.
Oh really?
Mm.
How interesting!
So it's going to be a fabulous set.
And the preparation of all the stage and the lighting would take a long time.
Yes,
we've
got a long way to go yet too. But anyway, in the next 4.5 weeks, we'll get it done, as we always seem to do.
Yes. What was the last show you put on? Do you recall?
The last show the company put on. Well, not counting the very successful pantomime that we did in January, the last major production we did was Guys and Dolls in Alumbra. Unfortunately, that lost us quite a lot of money. So it's up to shows such as this to try and put some cash back in the coffers.
It must be very difficult to predict your audience. And
very difficult.
Yes.
Very difficult.
Yes.
So, and Alumbra, of course, being such a huge theatre, it does take a lot of people to fill that.
Yes. So, yes.
And we did 5 shows, I think, of Guys and Dolls. Great musical.
Yes.
Again, the set was fabulous.
Yep.
But unfortunately, the patrons of Amateur Theatre in Bendigo have not been particularly forthcoming. And I attribute a lot of that to COVID and the results of that.
Mm.
So we're striving to get people into the habit of going out to theatre again and just seeing what the locals can do. So,
I'm pleased to know that you have matinees too.
We do, yeah. And the matinees are very, very popular and very successful.
Yes,
so,
yes.
For example, I know that there are not many people going on the Saturday nights, but there's plenty going on the Saturday afternoons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, interesting.
So plenty of seats still available.
Yes,
And I should point out that the entire cast are all Bendigo amateur performers and very, very highly qualified and experienced. So.
Mm. And that's very exciting.
I think so, yeah.
So how many shows would the theatre company have put on over the last few years?
On average, we do probably 3 or 4 shows per annum, and that's a major production, and then a smaller show like this, and then our pantomime. We do a number of showcases, which are virtually a concert night, when some of the people that perhaps don't get an opportunity of being in a major performance can show what they're capable of doing and get some experience. So they're very successful as well.
Yes. Well, that's quite a challenge and a credit to you, I think, for
there's always something happening.
Yes, to do that many shows.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you must have a very dedicated crew.
We do have a lot of really dedicated people. Mm. And I guess people wonder why we do it, because we're all volunteers, but we do it because we love it.
Of course, of course. Mm. And you have a committee as well.
We do have a committee.
And that's separate from your crew?
Yes, yes.
Or some of them the same?
One of my cast is actually on the committee at the moment, and that's quite normal.
Mm.
Mm. So and certainly some of the crew, backstage crew, our production manager Maureen Flyner, she's on the committee. Thomas Moore, who's assistant production manager, is Thomas Moore. He's on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, who does the set design and construction, is on the committee.
Yes.
Stania's on the committee.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so they're all very much in touch.
Passionate
with
about what they're doing.
Yes,
yes.
That's terrific. Yeah. Now, I was just going to ask you something, Kevin, and I know what it was. How can people get in touch if they are interested in testing the waters?
Absolutely. If they go to the Bendigo Theatre Company website, you will see that there are places there where you can express an interest of being involved in whatever area you might like to. And we're always looking for volunteers to help backstage. We have a regular crew of older people generally that yes. meet on a Wednesday morning, and quite often that blows over until Saturday when there's a major production like this coming up as well. So we operate the workshop. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure the ladies in the costume department would welcome some ladies to come and give them a hand as well as times. I think the Tuesday is the day that they generally meet together.
Okay.
So the men is usually on a Wednesday and a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So. And does it take long normally to get the required costumes together?
It can, but we have a very extensive costume department. Mm. And if we can't find what we're looking for in that department, we'll make it.
Yes, yeah. Yes, my stepmother was quite involved with a play group up in the Coffs Harbour okay. area in New South Wales.
Yep.
And she was the seamstress.
Okay.
Made some magnificent costumes, yes. beautiful Elizabethan costumes
okay.
too, a lot of embroidery and work. I thought,
gosh,
take my hat off to her.
Well, again, we yes. do it because we love it.
Yes, of course, of course. Mm.
Do you have any children's things coming up?
In performances?
Yeah, for children.
We do, because our major production this year is going to be School of Rock, which is an Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, and there are a lot of children involved in that. So.
Right. And are they from particular schools? Or
no. No, no.
Just
we have a junior department, a junior company called Tribe.
Mm-hmm.
So so members of Tribe can audition, and auditions are coming up very soon for School of Rock. And I think there's over 40 I've booked already for auditions. So.
That would be fabulous.
So School of Rock, it's a great fun musical.
Mm.
That will be in Alumbra. So,
oh, okay.
So we'll be certainly looking for the support from the community to help us stage that.
So when's that going to be happening?
That'll be in September.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe we could get you in again.
Absolutely.
And talk about that.
I'd love to do that. So.
Right.
So.
Yes. So just tell us once again then, Kiva, when it's all happening.
So Gaslight is a big opens 22nd of May, so 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and then the following week, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
okay.
Sunday afternoon is the last performance on June 1.
Right.
So and bookings at trybooking.com.
Yes, yes, and pick it up from that.
Hmm. Oh, that's very good.
Now, if I could just change hats for a moment.
Oh, yes.
I also happen to be the General Secretary of the Victoria Welsh Choir, and we have a very active Bendigo chapter, of which I'm a part, and I'm going to rehearsal in about an hour. We have a performance coming up on the 17th of May at the Castlemaine Uniting Church of The Diary of a Welsh Swagman.
Wow, that sounds
exciting.
Great.
It's a concert of readings and Welsh music from Joseph Jenkins' diary during his working life in Maldon, Castlemaine and Ballarat.
Mm.
So it's very close to home.
Mm.
Mm. So what day of the week is that?
That's 17th of May.
Yeah.
I think that's a Saturday afternoon, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
it'd be 5 days before... Yeah. Your performance,
yeah.
Yes.
Saturday.
Yes. So unfortunately, I can't be involved in that. But I thought I better do the right thing, and promote The Diary of a Welsh Swagman while I'm at it. So.
Yes, I'm glad that you mentioned that, Kevin, because we had talked about
beforehand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jenny.
Forgotten.
Again, bookings are available from Try Booking for that one as well. Tickets, $25.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. And listeners, I've been along to one of the performances of the Male Welsh Choir, and that was held in Sacred Heart Cathedral.
At the cathedral, that was last year. That was very
magnificent.
Special. It was. Yeah. Real thrill to be singing in that cathedral.
Yes. So I can recommend the Welsh Choir, the Bendigo Welsh Choir.
Well, no, it was the Victoria Welsh Choir, but the Bendigo chapter are responsible for organising this because it's so close to home.
Yes, sure. So 17th of May for the choir and 22nd of May through to the 1st of June for Gaslight. For the Bendigo Theatre Company. So lots happening.
Absolutely.
You must be absolutely exhausted already, Kevin.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Just working up
to it.
Yes.
Oh, well, thanks very much.
Thanks,
Kevin,
Evelyn.
For that, all that information that you've given us about Gaslight and everything else that's coming up. And so thank you very much for coming in.
You're very kind to devote such amount of time. So, thank you.
So we hope that we'll catch up with you again before the other programs that you've got scheduled for the year.
Yes.
So
sounds exciting.
The School of Rock sounds really good.
Yes. So and you'll be really pushing that through the schools, I presume.
We'll be pushing it everywhere.
Yes. So we'll keep on promoting it through Phoenix, the Gaslight. And also the male Welsh choir performance in Castlemaine as well.
Mm. Beautiful.
Right.
Good
all
to
right.
catch up with you, Keva.
Thanks, Jenny. You
thanks
too. Thanks,
much.
Evelyn.
Yes. Thank you. We'll
and
just
thank,
go.
Thank you, Evelyn, for
no worries.
Letting us burst in on your lovely programme. I have been enjoying it so much too.
Oh, that's good. Well, we'll just go to something from John Williamson now with Three Sons.